بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين وقال تبارك وتعالى إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم رحمتك أرجو فلا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is no surprise that the world that we are living in, especially in the past 40 to 50 years, has seen a major increase, a major surge in turmoil, trials, tribulations. Be it on a macro level, wars taking place in different parts of the world, poverty, genocide, droughts, or be it on a micro level, some individual is going through some financial difficulty, somebody else is involved in a marital dispute, somebody else is suffering from some chronic illness, the list is endless. And therefore it comes as no surprise that as a result of this, these difficulties, these hardships, we find that the general outlook on life has turned bleak, despondency has become the norm, and depression, a term which previously was almost unheard of, has now become almost a household reality. In fact, according to a study conducted by the World Health Organization, it was found that globally over 350 million people suffer from chronic depression. 350 million people globally, but more disturbing than this, is that as a result of this depression, this despondency, losing hope in life, from these 350 million people, over 800,000 people resort to suicide, taking their life. They lose hope in life, they see no way out, no escape. Let us understand, respected brothers and elders, that in the light of the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes to despondency and depression, then this never solved the problems of anybody, and never will it ever solve the problems of anybody. On the contrary, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah writes, that despondency and depression, innahu yudha'iful qalb. The only thing it serves to do, it weakens the heart of a person. Wa yuhinul azam. And it dampens the spirits of a person. Wa yadurru bil irada. And ultimately, it prevents a person from achieving his goals. And if we have to analyze this epidemic of despondency, of depression, losing hope in life, then in reality this is in actual fact trying to limit the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alama Al-Izz bin Abdus Salam rahimahullah, a great scholar of Islam, he says that when a person loses hope in life, and a person turns to depression and despondency, in actual fact, هو استصغار لسعة رحمة الله تعالى. That mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so vast, which encompasses insan, jinnat, the animals, the insects, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether a person is close to Allah, whether he is away from Allah, whether he is a pious person, whether he is a sinful person, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. But despondency and depression, this is استصغار لسعة رحمة الله تعالى. It is only serving to limit this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person loses hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive me. My entire life has come out in sin. And today the situation that I am in, the difficulty that is facing me, is because of my actions, my sins, my weaknesses. How is Allah ever going to forgive me? Na'udhu billah. Allah is arhamur rahimin. Let us understand. That person who committed 99 murders and he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah forgave him. For us to understand when we are faced with difficulty, when we are going through a difficult patch in our life, what should be our response? We have to turn the clock back 1400 years to the greatest tragedy that this ummah ever saw. A tragedy that was so great that it shook the foundations of Islam. A tragedy that was worse than any financial difficulty, more painful than any sickness or any illness. The demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this ummah lost its leader. And the promise from Allah was that no other Nabi will come till the day of Qiyamah. Such a tragedy. At that time we can understand the emotions, the feelings of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stands up and he makes an announcement that whosoever says that the Nabi of Allah has passed away, I will chop his neck off. But Siddiq Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him strength at that time. He comes out and he addresses the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. That all the companions of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was only a Messenger of Allah. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. If he has left this world, this does not give you a license to become disloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always there, He will always be there. All you are required to do is turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for assistance. When faced with difficulty, when faced with any hard situation, a person cannot find a way out, there's no escape for him, then at that time the first step is to bear that difficulty with patience. And understand that every cloud does have a silver lining. Every mountain has to come down. Every difficulty will be removed. To understand what will be the reward when a person exercises patience, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum, وَمَن يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. That person who is going through some difficulty and he exercises patience, he bears that difficulty with sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept him, Allah will make a way out for him. If we look through the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we find that amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, Abu Salama radiallahu anhu and his wife Ummu Salama radiallahu anha, if one has to read their story and their life, it was a marriage that was picture perfect. A couple that was in love with one another. And they accepted Islam, they strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Side by side, husband and wife moving together. Eventually, after many years of being together, Abu Salama radiallahu anhu leaves this world, he passes away. And we can understand what the grief of Ummu Salama radiallahu anha must have been. She doesn't know who to turn to, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. He comes to her and he instructs her, O Ummu Salama, recite this dua. That Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, at this time when I am faced with this difficulty and I cannot find any way out, I see no escape. Allahumma ajurni. Oh Allah, you reward me at this time. Wakhlufli khayram minha. And oh Allah, based on my patience, you grant me a reward and grant me a replacement better than that which I have lost. Umm Salama radiallahu anha hears this. And she begins to recite this dua, Allahumma ajurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, you reward me. Wakhluf li khayra minha. Oh Allah, you reward me and grant me a replacement better than that which I have lost. But she herself says that I recited this dua as a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in my heart and in my mind, I thought to myself, where will Allah ever replace Abu Salama? What a man he was, what a wonderful husband he was. He took care of our children, he took care of me. I will never find somebody like him. But the virtue, the benefit of reciting this dua, of exercising patience, of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens? In a short span of time, Allah sends none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. He proposes, he asks for her hand in marriage. She lost the sahabi, but she gained the Nabi of Allah. Because at the time of difficulty, she did not utter any statement that was displeasing to Allah. She did not do any action that was displeasing to Allah. A person's business is failing. And the debts are mounting and now somebody comes to him, sign the deal that involves interest. A quick fix, a way out for you. You don't have to sell your vehicle, you don't have to sell your house. You can save face, you keep your honor. At that time, oh Allah, this is not what you want from me. I will bear the difficulty with patience, never mind what people will think of me. Never mind what somebody will say to me. I may have to go through a few days, a few weeks, a few months of difficulty. But if I exercise patience and sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. That person who exercises patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for him. The first step, a person faced with difficulty, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience. And then the second step, They not only bear the difficulty with patience, but now turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put your case in His court. If we look at the incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. وَإِنَّ يُونُسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ أَبَقَ إِلَى الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ فَسَاهَمَ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُدْحَضِينَ فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ Allah speaks about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam after he had left his nation. And he boarded the ship and eventually he was thrown into the ocean and swallowed by the whale. In the depths of the belly of that whale, there is no way out for him, no escape. At that juncture, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. That, oh Allah, there is no one else for me besides you. لا إله إلا أنت. I have no one to turn to. I have no escape route. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. سبحانك, oh my Allah, you are pure, you are free from all defects, all faults. إني كنت من الظالمين. I have oppressed myself. I have committed wrong. I have displeased you. Understand, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah. He made an error in judgment. But for you and I, la ilaha illa anta subhanak. Oh Allah, undoubtedly the calamity that I am facing right now, the difficulty that I am going through, it is only because of my actions, my weaknesses. You commanded me to come to the masjid, I didn't come to the masjid. You commanded me to lower my gaze, I looked at haram. You commanded me to close my ears, I listened to music. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself. I have oppressed myself. But oh Allah, if I turn anywhere else, I will be rejected. A person's own family member may not be prepared to look at him. His wife wants to kick him out of the house. His own community wants to shun him. But oh Allah, your door is there. If I knock on your door, you will never turn me away. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Oh Allah, in front of you, in your court, I am placing my case. I have no help, ya Allah, you help me. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, Allah says, immediately we answered his call. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ Allah says, we saved him, we took him out of the belly of that whale. But over and above that, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ That from now till the day of Qiyamah, any believer, any person who recites kalima and he turns to me, he acknowledges that he is wrong and he asks for my help, Allah says, كَذَلِكَ In the very same way that we saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, that person who turns to me, I will save him. I will make a way out for him. There is no reason for us to become despondent. There is no reason for us to lose hope in life. When we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have 2 rakats of salah. We have the Quran in front of us. We have all these avenues to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that Allah is asking is we take that step. Take that one step. Let us understand, Allah never promised anybody a smooth sailing life. On the contrary, Allah said, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ In the early days of Islam, when those Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who had no support, and they believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the persecution, the torture, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. Eventually, when it became too difficult, too much to bear, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, we have taken enough. We don't know what to do, we can't bear this anymore. Allah revealed these verses. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا Do the people think that just by reciting amanna, reciting kalima and believing in Allah, that they're going to be left in this world? وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ That we won't test them. On the contrary, Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ Definitely, certainly we will test you. بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Allah says, we'll test you with poverty, with sickness. We'll test you with death. We'll test you with all types of tests, all difficulties. Why? وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah wants to see who will turn to Him. Who will be patient? Who are the صابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون Immediately at the time when calamity strikes, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, my case is in your court, you take care of it. Let us understand, respected brothers and elders, Allah put us into this world. Allah put us into this world so that He may test us. So that He may see who will be steadfast. Who will have the strength of iman, who will turn to Him. It is not Allah's intention to punish us. It is not Allah's intention to cause us difficulty, to cause us pain. Allah does not gain anything by us suffering. Just for us to understand, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have in store for us? If we bear these tests with a little bit of patience, no matter what it may be, financial difficulty, a marital problem, a problem in the workplace, whatever it is, small or big. One sahabi was asked, that how is it that you bear all these difficulties in your life? People oppress you, people mock at you, they swear at you, and yet you are so steadfast upon iman. He replied, that all I say to myself is just close your eyes, it is only a 2-minute journey and Jannah will be in front of you. The time that we spend in this world, 60 or 70 years, in reality compared to the akhirat, compared to a person's time in Jannah, is nothing. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have in store for us? The hadith comes in Muslim Sharif. The last person to be taken out of the fire of Jahannam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the Jannatis into Jannat, and the Jahannamis into Jahannam, finally Allah will make that announcement to the Malaika that go into Jahannam and look for that person who had the amount of a mustard seed of Iman in his heart. No good deeds whatsoever, no salah, no zakat, no recitation of Quran, no kindness. He was an evil person, he was a bad person, but he had just that little bit of iman in his heart. Allah will say, take him out of Jahannam. And this person will come out of Jahannam, the riwayat explains, that he will be burnt like a coal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then dip him into the river of life. And his health will be restored. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, that, oh my slave, what is it that you want? And he will say, oh my Rabb, there is only one request that I have. أَنْقِذْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. That Allah save me from the fire of Jahannam. Don't send me back. وَقَدْ قَشَبَنِي رِيحُهَا وَأَحْرَقَنِي ذَكَاؤُهَا. The smoke of Jahannam has scorched me. The flames of Jahannam have burnt me. I have been persecuted. I have been punished. Oh Allah, my only request, I don't want to go back to the fire of Jahannam. So Allah will say to him that, oh my slave, what guarantee do I have that if I grant you this request, you won't ask for something else? So he'll take an oath, a qasam in Allah, will not ask you for anything else. This is my one and only request. Allah will say, request is granted. And then, when Allah takes him out of Jahannam, he will look into the distance and he will see the door of Jannat. And when he sees the beauty of just the door of Jannat, once again he'll call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi qaddimni inda babil Jannah. Oh Allah, one last request I have. Just bring me close to the door of Jannat. That's all. I don't want to be entered into Jannat. Just take me close to the door of Jannat. So Allah will say to him, that what guarantee do I have that if I accede to your request, you won't ask me for something else? So again he'll take a qasam. That, oh Allah, I promise you this is my last request. I don't want anything else. So Allah will say, no problem. Take him close to the door of Jannat. And when he gets there and he now looks into Jannat and he sees the beauty and he sees the rivers and he sees the hurs and he sees the fruit and he sees the homes of Jannat and the people of Jannat enjoying themselves, once again he'll call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, one final request. Just enter me into Jannat. I don't want any high rank, I just want to be inside. Just open the door and let me go inside, that's all. And again Allah will address him and say, did I not tell you I know how I created you? That if insan is given the finger, he takes the hand. A person says that my only goal in life is that by the age of 50 I want to retire. I want to buy an apartment on the beachfront and I want to relax. So he works his entire life, he gets to that stage and he buys that apartment. And he moves in and now his goal is achieved. And the next morning he wakes up, he sees the sunrise, and then he sees the building next to him. And there the penthouse is on the 20th floor. And he says to his wife, one last goal. This flat is not enough. I want the penthouse. So I need to open the shop again, I need to go back to work. 5 more years only. I want that penthouse. And he gets there, I want the next one. And the next one. لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لأحب أن يكون له واديا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if Ibn Adam, if insan had an entire valley of gold, he won't be satisfied, he'll wish for the second valley of gold. So Allah will say to him, I knew how I created you. You'll never be satisfied. But never mind, I will accede to this request of yours also. Allah will open the doors of Jannah and put him into Jannah. That, oh my slave, close your eyes and hope for whatever your heart desires. So this person will close his eyes and start desiring. I want this, I want that. Ask ourselves if we have to close our eyes for just 30 seconds and desire of this world. Where will a person's mind not go to? I want this car, I want this home, I want this clothing. I want to go for holiday here, I want to do this, I want to do that. He'll close his eyes and he'll start desiring, I want this, I want that. And eventually he'll say, oh my Allah, I have desired. And then Allah will say, but didn't you forget about this? You forgot about that. Allah will start reminding him. What about this palace? What about this type of clothing? Allah will start reminding him that, why don't you hope for this? Why don't you desire that? And finally at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him that all of this that you have hoped for, that you have wished for, I will grant this to you, but that's not all. هَذَا لَكْ وَعَشَرَةُ أَمْثَالِهِ 10 times whatever you hoped for, whatever you desired is yours. The lowest jannati, that person who had no good deeds in his life. No salah, no zakat, no kindness, no sadaqah, no charity. Can that Allah who gives a person this state, this rank, can that Allah be the same Allah that wants to punish us? Allah does not want to punish us. Not in the akhirat, not in this world. But yes, those tests will come, the difficulties will come. It is up to us now to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to exercise sabr and patience, to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have recited kalima. When I recited kalima, I have pledged my loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us bring this into our lives, that at any stage, no matter what we are faced with, I will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will break from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look into my life, where am I falling short? How can I become more loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that He can start giving me? May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Rabbil
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونؤمن به ولا نكفره ونعادي من يكفره ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم البدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين ولا تحبوا الدنيا فتكونوا من الخاسرين ألا وإن نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب وتوكلوا عليه فإن الله يحب المتوكلين ودعوه فإن ربكم مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في روايات مختلفة أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر La ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وقل إني أنا النذير المبين كما أنزلنا على المقتسمين الذين جعلوا القرآن عضين فوربك لنسألنهم أجمعين عما كانوا يعملون فاصدع بما تؤمر وأعرض عن المشركين إنا كفيناك المستهزئين الذين يجعلون مع الله إلها آخر فسوف يعلمون ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayt wa la mu'tiya lima mana'at wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minka aljadd. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Thank you.